Tamakosuko.
0530.
Parafini. Makota pela. Makota pela. Yaunga unga wa kastoma. Zipiango. Na kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika. Musavimverera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Older student dies in tragic accident on campus. Traditional leader in Munkushi commends government support to school-going children. In African news, Nigeria warns its citizens in South Africa to be cautious after March 10th violence. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka have reported a case of sudden and unnatural death involving a University of Zambia UNSA student. The incident occurred last night around 21 hours within the UNSA premises. The deceased has been identified as Emmanuel Walia, aged 18, a second-year student in the School of Humanities. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi has told Kombon Radio News that preliminary investigations suggest that he accidentally fell into an open pit filled with water and subsequently drowned. Mr. Chilavi said he was retrieved from the pit by the Zambian National Service as ZNS personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival.
The deceased has been identified as Emmanuel Walia, aged 18, a second-year student in the School of Humanities. Preliminary investigation suggests that he accidentally fell into an open pit with water and subsequently drowned. He was retrieved from the pit by the Zambia National Service personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. The body has since been deposited in Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Investigations to establish the exact circumstances surrounding the incident have been instituted, and an inquiry file has been opened. The Zambia Police Service extends its deepest condolences to the family, friends, fellow students, and all those affected by this tragic loss.
Meanwhile, former University of Zambia Students Union UNSASU President Antonio Mwanza has described the situation at the University of Zambia as a national failure rather than an emergency. Mr. Mwanza says that challenges such as the poor sanitation, overcrowded hostels, and dilapidated infrastructure are longer standing and have been neglected by successful governments. He has blamed government for inadequate funding of public universities and also faulted UNSA management for poor planning and maintenance systems. Mr. Mwanza has since called for substantial reforms, including a dedicated infrastructure fund, completion of stalled projects, and aligning a student intake with available facilities.
Number three, government must set up an audit. To audit the UNSA management, we need to have accountability in the way public resources are being used. Number four, government must pay its obligations. Government owes the University of Zambia in unpaid tuition fees and student accommodation allowances. University of Zambia is relying mostly on self-sponsored students who actually constitute a very small amount of students. These are the only ones that are paying in full. Government is in arrears and government must clear those arrears. Students deserve dignity and education must be treated as a national priority. We therefore implore that going forward, we need to dedicate not less than 20% of the national budget to education.
Yesterday, President Hichilema held an emergency meeting with key government ministries and the University of Zambia UNSA management to address sanitation challenges affecting public higher learning institutions. During the meeting, President Hichilema directed the ministries of Education, Health, Infrastructure and Water Development and Sanitation to conduct an immediate review of sanitation facilities at the University of Zambia in all public universities, including colleges. A resident of Lusaka's Garden House area has bemoaned the lack of tangible benefits from government youth empowerment programs. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, a youth who declined to be named said many young people in the area remain idle and vulnerable to crime due to lack of employment opportunities. He noted that he has not seen any meaningful impact of empowerment initiatives in the community. The resident has since called for practical solutions, including the establishment of industries to create jobs for young people. He warned that unemployment is a major driver of crime, as many youths are forced into illegal activities due to limited income sources. He has since urged authorities to prioritize the job creation to improve livelihoods and reduce crime in the area.
I've never heard any youth that has been empowered like even here ever since I've stayed here. But according to that, like you said, youth empowerment, I would like, yeah, the government to bring for us, like, you know, industries and everything else, because, like, for job opportunities for the youth, like, because, again, according to job opportunities, that's what brings up, like, what the young guys to be, you know, roaming around the streets, robbery, theft, like, crime rates, because lack of jobs and everything, they don't have where to aim. Like proper income money, you know. So like for that they can just like build some like industries, more industries for them so that they can.
A village headwoman of Upper Lusemfwa in Mukushi district, Loveness Njipa Aisha, has commended government for supporting school going children with financial assistance amounting to 800 kwacha. Ms. Njipa Aisha says the initiative has significantly reduced the burden on parents by helping them meet essential school requirements. She explains that many families have been struggling due to economic challenges and the funds have improved children's access to education. However, she has appealed to government to extend the support to families who are not benefiting from the social cash transfer program. Ms. Njipa Aisha says many vulnerable households remain excluded despite facing similar hardships and has called for a more inclusive approach to ensure no child is left behind.
Itotero buteko twalipokera ko twampia twabana twabana besukuru tubatupele twakuchatwa kwa fwitsha kwa bana besukuru kushita ko twa uniform. Ero tulelomba kumwe babuteko abalepoke mpia nbantu abomba musubenka ba musosho. Nabara abashiri musosho na bena bakwata bana abalesambira pesukuru. Nabo tulelomba okutana bena kuti mwaisha ko isya kubafwako na obapera kwa bana ntwandalama. Abana besukuru populationi bambi balesambirira ambita bakwite pa afashi baba bakubafwa namba tabapo na musosho so na bena baraturero mbo gutana bena balunde niko nabo muno kubatera ko twampia na bena bale folako.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Era chokako bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi valola maximum ati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, Bwana wa Mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G